Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Steelman. I'm a pediatric endocrinologist at Cook Children's Medical Center. I'm going to talk today about childhood obesity. I think obesity is a real problem both throughout our country as well as in our region. I mean, if you consider the fact that 1 in 3 children are overweight or obese and the health impact that's going to have, and if you look particularly in the southern states such as Texas and Louisiana and other surrounding states, you have a high obesity rate both in adults and children, and really children and adults mirror each other. This is a problem that's really been progressing over the last several decades, and unfortunately, unless we take really drastic steps, I feel like it's going to continue to be a problem. We're going to continue to see problems emerging from this growing epidemic. It would be great if I could offer you a simple explanation, but I think there are a multitude of issues that are at play that are causing obesity, both nutritional as well as environmental. But I think in particular, if you consider nutritional issues, and there's been changes in how we prepare and consume our meals, so there's much more a trend towards dining out than there was, and also with using prepared meals. Food itself, in terms of the portion sizes of food and the nutritional content of food, also has changed, I think, over time. I think, too, that conveniences that we have now in terms of being able to drive and get to a lot of the places that we want to go. Social changes in terms of how we consume our entertainment. So instead of being more focused towards active types of entertainment such as sports or just free-form play, there's much more shift now towards doing media. So things such as watching videos or streaming videos off the internet or playing either solo games or multiplayer games through the internet, all of those things I think really are factors that are shifting the balance in favor of obesity. What are the results of obesity? I think that is a very difficult question. The immediate impacts that we see today, or that I see personally, are really an increase in the number of children who have actual type 2 diabetes. So in other words, they have the diabetes that's associated with historically with being older. So if you look at really the statistics as far as when type 2 diabetes appears in adults, you're talking about people in their 50s and beyond. And yet for me, as a pediatric specialist, I'm seeing it in teenagers and even sometimes in kids in sort of their preteen years. So type 2 diabetes is one of the main areas that I see as a manifestation of obesity, but there are others too. We deal with cholesterol problems. We deal some with high blood pressure as well. Those are more historically conditions for older adults that we're dealing with. Obstructive sleep apnea also touches on some of the population of children that we see. What are some immediate steps that a family could take to live healthier? I think really the number one thing that a family could do, or number one step that a family could do that is going to help them to live healthier, is really going to be to take control of food. So it's going to be a combination of trying to invest the time, and I realize, you know, for me, and I think this is true for everyone else, you know, you live a busy life as a parent, and you go to work, you come home, and it's very hard sometimes to be very conscious about your meal planning. But I think the time that you invest in thinking about meal planning and thinking about healthy eating, educating yourself so that you can look at how to prepare healthy, delicious recipes, I think really is going to be probably the number one payoff that a family can do as far as trying to gain control and live a healthier life. Really, the family dynamic is the issue, because one of the questions in my mind as I approach a child who has an issue with obesity, either he or she is struggling with obesity but has another problem separate to that which brings them into my care, or they have problems directly arising from the obesity, is looking at the family dynamic. Because oftentimes if you find a child who's overweight or obese, you're going to find one or more parents or even a large extended family that's struggling with weight too, and trying to understand what are the dynamics that is keeping this family struggling with their weight. The reality sometimes is that a family or a child even may recognize that he or she is overweight, but there's just not a priority in the family to address this. In that case, trying to find ways to understand what are the priorities for the family and trying to provide them with gentle facts and with some gentle persuasion, I think, is really the route to go. If you have any questions about childhood obesity or type 2 diabetes in children, please feel free to give our office a call at 682-885-7960.